How many great stories feature New York City as a major character? There's just something so evocative about the place. It becomes more than just a backdrop for the action. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick is here with two tales from the Big Apple. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. In her 2010 piece, The Artist is Present, Serbian performance artist Marina Abramović, then 63, sat at a table in the atrium of the Museum of Modern Art for 75 days, inviting visitors to join her, to gaze into her eyes as she gazed back. Though Abramović had imagined the guest chair would often be empty, by the end, 850,000 people had been through and more than 1,500 sat down. At the time the show was announced, an Australian author named Heather Rose had already become fascinated with Abramović and flew to New York to experience the performance. She got permission to represent Abramović in a work of fiction about the performance, and around this, she has woven a rich tapestry of plot and characters, including a composer, a widowed tourist, a 6-foot-tall black female art critic, a Dutch grad student, and two ghosts. The composer, named Arkie Levin, is at the center of the action. Arkie encounters the exhibition at a miserable moment in his life. He and wife Lydia, a world-famous architect, were just about to move into a new apartment on Washington Square Park. Suddenly, a rare hereditary disease Lydia's been fighting for years overtakes her, and she falls into a coma. Arkie goes to the museum, planning to sit in the sculpture garden, but is drawn by the buzz in the atrium. He watches as several visitors sit at the table, and then he meets recent widow Jane Miller. Jane is visiting New York in hope of finding respite from her grief and from all the copies of The Year of Magical Thinking people keep giving her. She, too, wanders in off the street and ends up watching Marina every day. To her, the performance is a thing of inexplicable beauty among humans, the reflection of a great mystery. What are we? How should we live? These big questions are at the heart of Abramović's work, as well as Heather Rose's unusual and lively novel. Severance, by Ling Ma, is set in a very different New York, one where an airborne virus called Shen fever is steadily wiping out the population. Its victims don't die immediately. Instead, they fall into a zombie-like state in which they repeat the same mundane actions over and over. In fact, first it's hard to tell if they have Shen fever or they're just doing their job, setting the table or folding T-shirts at the Gap. The narrator is a millennial office worker named Candace, who toils tirelessly for a company that publishes specialty Bibles, sending the work overseas to be done at the cheapest possible rate in Asian sweatshops. Since Candace seems to be immune to the virus and stays in the city long after almost everyone else has died or fled, her photography blog, NY Ghost, outlasts all the other news media. When she finally leaves the city, she joins up with a band of ragtag survivors who are following a guy named Bob to a place he calls the facility in the suburbs of Chicago. Bob runs the group like a fascist cult leader, keeping his followers on a short leash as they drive slowly across the country, robbing houses and stores full of dead zombies to get food and other essentials. The narrative goes back and forth between this journey and flashbacks from Candace's life, including moving portraits of her immigrant Chinese parents. A sharp satire of capitalism, consumerism, and the culture of work, Severance is Ling Ma's first novel, and it's won the 2018 Kirkus Prize for Fiction.
The books are The Museum of Modern Love by Heather Rose and Severance by Ling Ma. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.